Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Samuel Harris.
What's the question? Yeah.
Thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. In March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote?
Probably.
Thank you. What about for county offices?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the year that you were born?
No.
You can tell me any year. It doesn't matter.
Oh, 85.
85. Okay, thank you. Next, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are on the right direction or the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges. Which one is the most important for you?
Homelessness.
Homelessness. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Paul Dickos.
No opinion.
Thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Gary Bredefill.
No opinion.
Thank you. Steve Rundo.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Steve Rundo, County Supervisor and Businessman Gary Bredefill, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote? Or Paul Dickos, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, no problem. And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean more? Dion Bordes, Steve Rundo, Gary Bredefill, Bryce Herrera, or Paul Dickos?
None of them.
None of them? Okay, no problem. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefill as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Rundo as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Less favorable.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old?
Less. Way less.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
No opinion.
Okay, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
No opinion.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
No opinion.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
No opinion.
Thank you. A candidate who worked to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next, and we're about to be done now. I'm going to read your statements about three candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for this candidate. Gary Bredefeld currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing all of this information, does he have a no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
No opinion.
Okay. Steve Rondo currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Does he have a no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
Small chance. Or no chance, sorry. No chance.
No chance? Okay, thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services for the public. After hearing all of this information, does he have a no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Steve Brando, Gary Bredefeld, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, for whom will you vote?
None of them.
None of them, okay. And if you had to choose today, who would you lean towards the most? Dion Bordes?
None of them. None of them.
None of them. Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Independent, something else.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Do you currently own, rent, or live with family and friends?
Own.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.